This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for COVID-19. Trump delivered an address on his support for law enforcement from the Blue Room balcony to a friendly crowd. Speaking to a largely African-American and Latino audience, the president urged attendees to vote Democrats, quote, into oblivion.
If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement, and they've already done that. And you see them, they're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
Trump is also priming for a Florida rally on Monday and campaign events in Iowa and Pennsylvania later in the week. The president addressed the large crowd even as the White House refused to declare that he is no longer contagious and against the guidance of public health officials. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has dismissed the latest White House offer in COVID-19 aid talks as one step forward, two steps back. However, as AP's Julie Walker reports, Pelosi says she's still hopeful progress can be made toward a deal.
A GOP aide familiar with the new offer, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said it was about $1.8 trillion with a bump in state and local fiscal relief. Pelosi said in a letter Saturday that while the administration attempted to address some of the Democratic concerns, disagreement remains on many priorities, and they're waiting for language on several provisions. Her most recent public offer was about $2.2 trillion, but it included a business tax increase Republicans won't go for. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Delta has added insult to injury after blowing ashore Friday evening as a Category 2 storm. In Lake Charles, Louisiana, Mayor Nick Hunter says his city will be in recovery mode